Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Judd Sirott on the call with Nesson there. The Bruins come away with an overtime win over the Calgary Flames. By the way, that was a great call by Judd. I think Judd's really slid into the TV broadcast side of things very well. I'm enjoying his calls when I watch on Nesson. Just wanted to put that out there. I know we rip on the announcers all the time. No, I think Judd's doing a good job. I enjoyed that call. And I think that the Bruins certainly enjoyed that win. I know Jim Montgomery did, because boy, oh boy, did they almost blow that one last night. That would have been as bad a loss as they've had this year if they had not come out with that. And they've gotten shut out by the Flyers. They've had bad games this year, but I don't know. Blowing a 2-goal lead in the third period like that, I don't know that there would have been a worse loss than that if Marchand hadn't saved the day there in overtime, because that was careening towards being, you're fired, everybody's fired, get out of here, get out of my face. It was going to be one of those kind of losses.
It is the most dangerous lead in hockey, right?
It sure is.
2-goal lead, and it looked that way for them. But, yeah, I do think that may have been the final nail in the coaching coffin of Montgomery. And it's weird to talk about it that way, because I've always, way back in the day, the first time the Patriots lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl, in the middle of that season, Tom Coughlin was going to be fired. It was like almost accepted that he was going to be fired. And then, like, they go on a run, they win the Super Bowl, and you're like, ooh, guess we're glad we didn't fire the guy
right
a month ago or 2 weeks ago. And it's such a tenuous nature or whatever relationship. And I think we all think it's going to end in a firing, right? Isn't that, I mean, other than maybe Razor. Razor still seems to be.
Razor's holding out. I trust Scoops Keefe, and he said that the seat was very hot, and I don't know. I don't know if that cooled it off much last night, but I don't think...
No, you almost blew it. This was more almost a blown game than it was a get right, feel good, right the ship. Although I will say, I thought Brad Marchand, and forget the final goal. Well, don't forget the final goal, because that was a really important goal.
It was pretty important.
I thought he was really active. I thought that was a good sign of maybe a spark has been lit. And I know he talked about, they continue to talk about this thing of thinking. Everybody's thinking. And if you're thinking in an NHL game, you can't play. And he even talked about that last night. But I thought that was a really good sign. Him showing some spark, and I know he took a penalty.
Right as the third period started, I was like, all right, here we go. Just close it out. Oh, penalty. Oh, right. Power play goal. Oh, yep. Another one. Oh, it's tied.
Oh, yeah. He could have been the GOAT. He absolutely
brutal,
could have been
man.
A little.
He set off that chain of events, yeah.
Yep, and then he got done what he needed to get done in the end. And Lindholm with a great takeaway there to feed him in front of the net. That was great to see those two. And maybe that's part of the spark with Marchand. I don't know. Maybe those guys are going to click, because it's been an open talking point with Montgomery that Lindholm and Pasta just didn't. He might have said oil and water, or maybe Fluto wrote oil and water. Mm. Like, they just didn't click the way everybody thought they were going to click. Well, maybe Lindholm will click with Marchand and spark him.
Yeah, one thing that you kept seeing, and this, I think, led to some of these goals here, this defensive group, the turnovers are, it's almost every time, like 50-50 when they get the puck back there and try and break it out. I'm expecting a turnover half the time. Yep. Like, really, like, I'm expecting that to happen. These are just the ones that were recorded, and sometimes I think they miss some of these. 5 for McAvoy, 5 giveaways, 4 for Lauri, 3 for Wotherspoon, Zadorov had one. Carlo had one. Lindholm didn't have any, so good for him. But everybody else, just handing it over, repeatedly getting punked on the forecheck. And it's not just against the Panthers. Like, we saw the Panthers do this to them in those two games early on in the year, and we both were like, oh, man, like, they really got to do something about that forecheck. Yep. I thought they got big and strong. I thought they were going to be pushing these guys around. Instead, they're getting their pants ripped down here on the forecheck every single time, right? And then you go up against the Calgary Flames, who, I'm sorry, aren't the Panthers. I don't know if they're a bad team. Brian in the email today was like, oh, they're a bad team. I don't know if they're a bad team. I don't think they're that great. But they were getting right after it and making these defenders, the decor, look pretty bad. And this has been going on all year. I mean, really, this has been a thing that they just can't shake. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know if that's a Montgomery thing. I don't know what to attribute that to. I tend to attribute it to, like, toughness. I hate to say it. These are hockey players. But you're turning it over that much in your own end. Or even sometimes in their end. It just, it doesn't, yep. It's very sloppy. And it's a lot of getting pushed off the puck.
Yeah, I do think the D has been the biggest issue for this team all year long. And I think that has hindered the goaltending at times. I think it's hindered the, as you said, ability to transition into the offensive end and have offensive opportunities. I think if there was one thing, if you could do like the Harry Potter magic wand, boom, fix something, the defense is where you would start with this team, because I think that is what's dragging them down and has hindered them. And I don't know what the solution is, because I don't, you know, we don't have any obvious reasons to point to for that. I actually think Zadorov has been pretty good. So I don't really know, you know, you don't have a major, it's not like McAvoy is coming off a contract holdout. It's not like,
right.
You know, there's something specific you can point to, but they need to be better. And I think if they're better, I do think you'll see in both directions, behind them and in front of them, everything else will improve.
Text line is saying, Don Sweeney is the one who should be in trouble. It's weird to see how sports reporters and pundits are afraid to call out Sweeney. Who'd I call out yesterday, Andy?
Sweeney.
I called out Sweeney. And Neely,
by extension,
for that
Neely.
Cam Neely. And I agree. I don't think Montgomery should be getting all the heat for this. I think that's really ridiculous to just put it all on him and say, yeah, you know what, Monty, like, you had the best, you did whip this team into shape, had the best regular season ever 2 years ago. You had another top of the Atlantic Division type season last year. And now all of a sudden we make a bunch of changes, we give them to you, and now you're a bad coach. Like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't buy that. He may be overrated. Maybe those rosters played a little over their head and they would have been good with any coach. I'll allow for that. But I don't think that he suddenly forgot how to coach and his system doesn't work anymore because what? You know, Sweeney is kind of the common denominator here. They've had three coaches and they keep having the same problems. Like, that's kind of annoying. And I think in this particular case, now you're starting to get, this is not the, I've said this before, this is not the Bruins business model. The business model is win a bunch of games early in the season, get everybody all excited, and then disappoint them at the end of the year. You can't disappoint them now. You can't have people disengaging with the team now. That is not how it works here in Boston. That is not what the Jacobs have hired you to do. You got to get everybody hooked and excited for the first 2-3 months, and then at the end of the season, that's when you let them down, and that's when they all get disappointed. And then they forget about it in the offseason, and it starts back up again. It's like an ecosystem. You can't have them disappointed now. That screws it all up.
But if you want to question Lindholm and Zadorov and whatever, the fits, I'll listen to that. But how do you explain the almost roster-wide regression that, like, nobody's playing well, that Marchand has been terrible to start the year?
Well, Marchand, I can explain Marchand in the sense that he's old and he just had another bunch of surgeries. So, I mean, if you want to answer for him, then that's probably the easiest one. The rest of these guys, I have no idea. I don't know what's up with Zacha. I don't know what's up with Pasternak. Like, I don't know what's up with any of the defensemen. Like, I really couldn't tell you. It's just, it's maddening because it's a lot of these same people.
And that's where I think the focus falls on Montgomery, because when you have regression in specific players, you know, or team-wide like this, it generally, people point the finger at the coach, right? Yeah. Like, that's the person in charge of that. And I'm not saying Sweeney's done a great job. And did I just see something? I actually wanted to click on it. I know you wouldn't have seen it. Is Sweeney doing some other job at the same time? Is he
moonlighting at a hospital or something? Like,
no,
what do you mean?
It came across my Athletic feed, and I wanted to, it's something about him building like a Team Canada roster or something.
Oh, yes. Building Canada's Four Nations rosters while managing Bruins drama, Don Sweeney's GM juggling act. Yes.
Yeah.
He's part of the Team Canada thing. That's right.
I need to read that up, see what that's all about, because you're right. Whether it's just a bad look or not, that's not a headline I want to read from my scuffling team and their scuffling GM.
Sweeney has officially been, this was 2 days ago, officially been named general manager of Team Canada in the Four Nations faceoff. Jim Nill with the Dallas Stars is going to be the assistant GM. Along with Sweeney, Will also be an assistant GM for Team Canada in the 2026 Winter Olympics. So he's getting the Nations Face-Off thing, which is next year, and the Olympics are the year after that. He'll be an assistant GM for the Olympic team.
Okay. I mean, I'm guessing is more like a talking point than it is actually going to take a lot of his time, and like he can't build a Bruins roster and make moves he needs to make for the Bruins, but
Easier to build the Team Canada roster if I was just going to spitball.
Probably.
I think it's probably, you know, one of those rosters kind of builds itself. Like,
kind of.
What do you really even have to do? 617-779-7937. It's an interesting point, though, about his attention and where it may lie. We will get more into the Bruins and their pillar power rankings, which we've been doing this for all the teams, the Bruins pillars, roster, front office, coaching staff, etc. We'll get into all of that with your phone calls right after Stiz gets you caught up on what's trending.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.